Trick of light. Don't let yourself fall apart. How are y'all doing out there on a Yellow Vest Saturday? Thanks for joining me. Enjoying the beauty of the great American Southwest here in the winter. Beautiful Saturday. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying human out there. Liberty Needs No Rulers, Yellow Vest Radio, Entry 12. All states are border states, eh? Will Americans tolerate state border checkpoints? Well, let's get into that today. You know, every child born is a blank slate. We're a readily programmed entity that comes ready to accept it all, and our leaders absolutely count on each generation forgetting some things that the previous generation knew. Like, for example, do young Americans even know some of our founding principles? I mean, one of the most fundamental that I remember being told when I was a kid is that Americans do not show papers to travel. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but they're building some monstrous state border checkpoints all across this country. Have you seen the big one on I-15 between Nevada and California? There's another one between Oregon and California heading south on I-5 where they prepare you for it miles ahead. Inspection station ahead. Be prepared to stop. And then you get all freaked out by that and you pull on up there and you pull up and it's just a little sign that says, carry on, nobody here. Just kind of prepping you for it, getting you ready. We are just being trained like dogs, I tell you. You know what Coachella is? This music festival that they got in the deserts of California, about this time of year coming up. This year, and it's true if you go to like any other, I don't know, some social events or maybe some concerts or whatever, there was a similar thing at a tailgate party at a big football game where if you buy a ticket, they'll give you a little wristband to put on your arm and you go up to the bar or whatever and you run your wristband and it'll tell you how many drinks credits you got or whatever. Well, Coachella this year, that's the center symbol of their whole poster, is someone sticking their hand up in the air and getting a wristband put on it. I mean, you can't even go to a ball game anymore without giving them, they don't want you to, without giving them your name and ID. But you used to be able to, listen, before 9/11, if anyone remembers that, you used to be able to get on a plane with just a ticket. You had to run your bags through the x-ray machine, but I mean, no one made you take your shoes off or any kind of nonsense. And you just got on. You used to be able to, like, I remember when I was in college, I bought somebody didn't use a return on one of their tickets. And you could just buy that from the person and just take the paper, even they didn't have your name on it. You just buy it and get on the plane. I mean, it's just madness. I mean, people get on buses every day without showing their ID. I mean, it's just how we got to tolerate this showing of papers to get on a plane. We really got to get over that. And now they want to do it on state border checkpoints. We're going to roll over for that one too? I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'm not too excited with that. You can see the infrastructure. We know it's back east. You remember during COVID, to get between New York and Rhode Island or whatever it was, there was state border checkpoints. And they have built them out here in the West. Now, the West is big enough where there's still alternative routes. But I wonder what their plans are. But it's no coincidence that this whole border deal, you remember this a couple weeks ago where everybody went down to Texas. I don't know what centralizing authority was able to get that done, where you're able to get a dozen governors from around the country to go to Texas for this event. But, have you been dispelled of the two-party system and the illegitimacy of every government in the world yet? Have been dispelled of the legitimacy of every government in the world yet? Because you need to be. Okay, we have a ruling class of about 10,000 people. They own every government in the world and all major media and most of the smaller media, okay? We're being corralled because, these people, knowing their illegitimate position and knowing their minority status, they stay up nights thinking, how are they going to do this? They plan years, indeed decades in advance, and you're seeing this stuff play out in real time across the world today. So you get a dozen governors down to Texas, and you say, all states are border states. All right, well, that phrase is not just, someone didn't just come up with that off willy-nilly, okay? They are literally wanting to put in state border checkpoints. And it'll be fascinating to see if people actually tolerate that. All states are border states. Americans do not show papers to travel, and I'm pretty insistent about that. I want to give a shout out and hats off to all the people who did not bite on this border convoy protest thing that just went down. They got very few people in that, a lot less than they had hoped for. They were talking about 700,000 people are going to come down. No, that's not even, they got a tiny fraction. I was proud to join many of the same people and would do it again if needed to protest, the medical mandates. I don't know if any of you have been following this particular yellow vest, but we did join the convoy a couple years ago across Arizona when they were fighting their mandate. I would do that again. I wouldn't join them for this border thing. It certainly has some race elements to it and whatever else. I mean, that's just silly. How far do your masters let you roam before you have to show your papers? And calling people illegal. How is a human being illegal on planet Earth? So a lot of people saw through that, and good on them. They didn't get too many people in that protest. You got to be really aware whenever anything is coming down the mainstream media. There's usually a ruling class agenda behind it. I mean, you don't get on mainstream media or the AM radio unless you're generally approved. It goes for Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand and, any of these MSM people, if anyone's still watching like MSNBC, this is industrial scale lying. Okay. This isn't just willy nilly. These people, they beta test these lies. This is beta tested lying. We got to be really careful of that and keep our eyes open. All right. So it'll be fascinating to see. And I'm so glad that people didn't join up with that, arguing against their own interests, because that's how they got it. They're trying to get us all out in the street fighting each other while the billionaires still go to the bank. Yellow vest proverb, anybody punching down on regular folks while billionaires still walk the earth needs to be slapped. Okay. So how are you guys doing out there? Are you taking care of your health? We need you, fellow human. Whoever you are out there, you are important. Humanity needs to stick up for humanity. We're almost cyborgs already, carrying around these cell phones. They want to, bring in the machines and whatever else. They are. If you haven't figured out what's going on in the world, maybe look back on some of these yellow vests. radios. Go to CorbettReport.com, probably the most important news source in the world today because everything is sourced. And it's very non-mainstream, but the guy's educated and was able to articulate what's going on very well. I highly recommend the Corbett Report. I don't agree with dude on everything. I think he's made a couple mistakes here and there, but who the hell wouldn't? But it's a really good information source. Whitney Webb is another one. But just about, there are very few that I trust beyond that, for what it's worth. In fact, the best information I get every day is from someone I'm seeing personally face to face. You can't trust much else. And along those lines, let me give you a survival tip. If, I'm a Gen Xer, and I know a lot of my generation is starting to get isolated. A lot of people alone, a lot of people behind the screen, behind your phone. Join a book club, do something. Go out where you can meet people face-to-face. And I'll give you another tip. Have you heard? This is a survival tip for the isolated, really. You're feeling down, you're alone. Have you heard of Alcoholics Anonymous? Now, I don't know, we're probably all addicted to our cell phones. But look, Alcoholics Anonymous is actually much more important to humanity than is generally known. And they have these open meetings. They're all over the place. And you can just show up to these things, whether you have an addiction or not. And at least meet with people face to face. They do have a requirement for membership, a desire to stop drinking, which, may be a good idea for you or whatever. But anyway, it's just a baseline. It's the most fascinating and most explosive spiritual movement in the last 100 years. It's really fascinating. They have a second tradition that's very yellow vest. It says, "Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern." They have no leaders. When you show up there, you don't have to tell anybody who you are. Anonymity is their number one principle, which is very much against anonymity is exactly what our would-be illegitimate owners are trying to eliminate. Go back and listen to George Carlin if you haven't, probably the most important comedian in American history. He nailed it. They own you and they don't give an F about you, etc. Well, I got a little frog in my throat. Thanks for putting up with that. But look, whatever it takes to prepare and stay human from these psychopathic control freaks, okay? We've got the three tacks we yellow vests like to talk about. And the first one is most important, micro-decentralized voluntary direct democracy assemblies denying any outside authority, because there isn't any legitimate authority anywhere in the world today. Okay, there just isn't. Every government in the world is essentially owned by the same people, this ruling class. We have this illusion of a multipolar world going on right now, but if you look much more closely, they're all doing the same thing under a different flag, trying to institute central bank digital currencies and digital IDs. Digital ID, avoid that at all costs. Like I say, anybody who's getting any mainstream coverage, how about this Jordan Peterson right here? Jordan Peterson is pushing digital ID, okay? What does that tell you, okay? You can't trust any of these things. The most important information you're going to get, the best access to human consciousness you're going to get, is from a human being that's close to you, physically close to you. We human beings communicate in 100 different ways when we're looking at each other, not like a phone where you're just doing text. If you ever just studied politics or diplomacy, one of the things they really focus about is, be very careful of the written word because it's so subject to misinterpretation. Because we humans, when we communicate face-to-face, communicate in 100 different ways, not just with numbers or letters on paper. So you may not even be aware of it, but when you look at another human being in the face, facial expressions, body movements, hugging each other, this kind of stuff, this is what we're about. This notion that we all need to live in a box with a number on it, this is really new to the human experience. It's another reason we should really, maybe one of these next episodes or entries, we're going to talk about the king's lie. which is sort of the backbone of this global herding operation. And no, I'm not arguing for some sort of centralized land management, but we got to rethink this private property business, okay? No, I'm not a globalist. I'm not arguing for this automated global control, whatever. No. I mean, it's getting really bad. I mean, you can't even, I'm getting tired of going into these public restrooms, you know, with a little, you know, motion sensor to get some water out of the thing. I mean, that's just training you. I mean, can I just get a handle, a water faucet, please? I'm so tired. I just kind of, have you noticed that? We thought it was so cool at first. Well, you don't have to touch the handle or whatever. Well, pretty soon it's going to be, did you pay your parking tickets? Well, maybe you can get some water out of this machine, right? Take your Coachella wristband and put it up to the machine, and if you're approved, you can get some water. I mean, we've got to, tech either works for us or it needs to be eliminated. I mean, we don't need, it's like, what is the advantage of this wristband over just going up to the bar and paying money? There's no advantage at all. There isn't. It only serves the rulers. It's just crazy that we just all go with this. We are so gullible. Please don't be gullible. That doesn't mean give up your humanity. We're gullible because we're basically decent. You know, we don't expect someone to lie to us on an industrial scale. That's just not what humanity is about, except for these predators that think they own us, etc. So anyway, good people, really, take care of each other out there. Now, I don't know if you saw that interview with Tucker Carlson and Putin or whatever, but again, you know, no one gets on the big screen there without getting approved by our owners. But I thought it was hilarious when Putin called him out as being CIA. Anyway, good people, stay human out there. Humanity first. Anti-austerity and direct democracy. Liberty needs no rulers. Yellow Vest Radio.